This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Historically, farmers have relied on a small circle of trusted voices, including extension, local advisors, and maybe the occasional sales rep. But Shane Thomas of Upstream Ag Insights is seeing signs that that might be starting to change, and it's reshaping how ag retailers connect with their farmer customers.
You now have a proliferation of ag tech startups, of independent consultants. You have the internet, so you have social media, YouTube, where you can get answers, now LLMs. And so there's all these different tools and people and companies out there that are really trying to influence that farmer. And if you're a retail and your whole business is around trying to be that trusted advisor on a daily basis, you're now competing for the trust of that farmer.
With more competition for attention than ever, Thomas says ag retailers need to rethink how they earn farmers' trust.
How do I make sure I'm investing in my staff and my team to make sure that they're more capable of influencing? And again, it's not about manipulation. It's about being able to build those relationships up, be able to have a value-added conversation. How do you think about investing in the knowledge infrastructure at your retail location? How do you make sure that you're investing in the right assets that are going to be able to deliver products to the farmer that they need?
Again, that's Shane Thomas of Upstream Ag Insights.
And that's today's Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.